are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia. Glad to have you back. Hey, the Spurs got the W last night versus the Rockets, four games in a row. So what about Team Tank? What's going on with them? We're going to be talking about why it's more likely than not the Spurs are going to get into the play-in tournament. And by now, it should be a foregone conclusion that it looks like all signs are pointing to the Spurs trying to make their claim into the NBA playoffs, and then dive into some Spurs news and notes. Who is joining me today? My good friend, almost time for his birthday, April 9th, everybody. Write that down on your calendar right now, April 9th. He is James Pledger with San Antonio Sports Star. Follow him on Twitter, at I am Pledger. Pledger, what happened to Team Tank, man?
Well, other teams are better at it than they are.
By the way, did you have an issue with this Spurs team? Look, I know a win's a win. They'll take them as any way they can. But to only beat the Rockets by 3 points?
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but the Rockets are playing better as of late. Jalen Green does seem to have found his way as an NBA player as of late. And Alperen Şengün's a really good player. Yeah, it's just that they are, we keep talking about the youth of the Spurs. The Rockets are young. At one point, there were four rookies on the court at the same time. Like, you want to talk about youth. The Houston Rockets are the epitome of youth.
Absolutely. And let's dive into it right now and talk about the Spurs. I think at this point right now, James, it's a foregone conclusion. They're likely going to slip into the play-in. It's beyond the point now, right? It's well past the fact. I mean, you can, if you're a Spurs fan, you might as well just hang up your whole, you know, Team Tank t-shirt, because I think that's already set sail.
Yeah, that sailed a while ago, I think. It's not something the Spurs ever felt like. You're trying to draw some connections to the possibility that they were, but it's obvious that of the teams around them that are actively tanking, like let's say the Portland Trailblazers,
right,
they're just better at it. They understand the assignment, and the Spurs are, they can't hold DeJounte Murray out the rest of the season without a legitimate injury. They can't hold out, you know, Keldon Johnson without a legitimate injury. They, but other teams have just shelved players for the year. They're like, you're not coming back. You've been hurt. We're done with you. And the Spurs did that with Doug McDermott, but that's allowed Josh Primo to get some very valuable minutes here down the stretch. And I think that's probably the most important thing of what we're seeing here late and why the play-in tournament is so important, at least for this team as currently constructed, is Trey Jones, DeJounte Murray, Lonnie Walker, if his back gets healthy, Keldon Johnson, like outside of DeJounte early in his career, and Jakob early in his career with the Raptors, this team doesn't really have playoff experience outside of like Josh Richardson.
Right.
There's zero experience. So that thing that the Spurs used to always lean on as that's experience, just get in and that's all that matters. It doesn't matter where they are, what they're seated. No, it matters now because this team hasn't gone through any of those battles. They don't know what to expect coming down the stretch. They don't know what to expect from a playoff environment. They don't know what to expect from in-game adjustments, in-series adjustments against teams. So it's a valuable learning and teaching tool, I believe, is for them to get into the play-in tournament right now, because you're too far out on Team Tank to actually get a legitimate pick with a tank.
Right. Yeah, and they have, what, less than, I mean, just a handful of games in the regular season. I mean, just, you know, devil's advocate here. You know, we, surprise, surprise, the Spurs, you know, lose a bunch of games to close out the season. I mean, I think the percentage points to climb up into that top 10, I mean, it's minuscule now, isn't it, James?
It's, you're talking about jumping from like 4% to 7.5%. So, yeah. I mean, you're talking about at best jumping from like 7.5 to maybe 9. Like,
yeah,
it's minuscule. It's irrelevant. And if you're planning on winning the lottery that way from like 8, 9, 10, then you're not doing it right. You got to do it the way the Rockets did it last year, to where you bottom out and you hope it nets you a player like Jalen Green, who, like I said a little bit earlier, starting to figure it out and showing why he was taken second overall.
One thing that DeJounte Murray said after the win versus Houston was that this team now, Spurs that is entering a new phase of their development. It's not X's and O's, he brought up. It's not the three-point shot. It's not even chemistry. You know what he said? And I think this is going to tie into why it's playing is important. Learning how to maintain wins and keeping composure. What better way to learn how to keep your composure than a single game elimination in the play-in tournament, James?
It's even if they're knocked out in the very first game of the play-in tournament, I think that experience is valuable to them. This is a team, like as we saw against Houston, they're controlling that game for most of the game. They're up double digits. They're up 12 late. And all of a sudden, they are one bounce of the rim away from tying that game and sending it to overtime. They don't know how to close teams out properly. And I think it's important that they learn how to get away with wins like this, but also how to really step on a throat when they've got a team down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keldon Johnson said the same thing as well. Popovich, ahead of the game last night versus the Rockets, said, you play to get in being the play-in tournament. We're talking with James Pledger. He's with San Antonio Sports Star. Follow him on Twitter at I Am Pledger. You're going to have to do that like right now if you're not, because you have to wish him a happy birthday in a few days. So make sure you knock that out. He also is a co-host of the Saturday Morning Hangover. He'll talk a lot about that later on in the show. And we're talking about the Spurs. That is a foregone conclusion. You know, they're likely going to go into the play-in tournament and why it's beneficial. Another reason why it's beneficial, James, is because players got something to prove. Start off with a big name, and that is Lonnie Walker. You know, who wouldn't, you know, for him especially, you know, to finish out this season strong and to perhaps have a solid showing in a play-in game, that should definitely boost his value, whether it's in San Antonio or on another team, James.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great if Lonnie can get healthy and get back into this and help make a push or a run. But even if not, I think he's shown enough to where you feel comfortable with him and the amount of money that you're going to earmark for him this offseason, whatever that may be. And you'll know what that number is and whether you're going to match it or not. When a team comes to try and possibly steal him away, because he has looked really good in the role that was carved out for him as that sixth man coming off the bench.
Yeah. You look at what Lonnie has to prove aside from winning a contract, or at least netting himself a contract. So he would definitely like to have a few more games under his belt to perhaps raise his stock. We're going to be talking a lot more about the play-in tournament, and all signs are pointing to the Spurs actually taking their shot at getting into the playoffs. And speaking of shots, you know, James, do you like NFTs?
Depends.
All right. What about NBA Top Shot NFTs? The NBA Top Shot is the officially licensed NFT of the NBA. You connect with a community of NBA fans across the globe, build your collection and your favorite moments from NBA history. I believe, James, they're like pretty much virtual trading cards, right? I'm pretty sure you've seen them, right?
Oh, I've seen them, and that's why I said it depends. But yeah, definitely the Top Shot ones. Those are baller. I'm in on those.
I have a rare one. It's a gold, I guess, embossed, if you will, virtually embossed NFT of Rudy Gay. And I got that over at NBA Top Shot. Yeah, I mean, you could get stuff like that and much, much more. It's part trading cards, part stock market, because, yeah, they do fluctuate in price as the season goes on. And it's part fantasy sports. And Top Shot has evolved trading cards. It's making it easier to buy, sell, and trade by removing the hassle of card grading, shoeboxes, and binders. I still have binders of basketball cards, James. I still do. Now, look, I get it. You hear it all the time. You know, why am I going to buy a highlight? I could just watch it on YouTube for free. Well, I tell people it's not just about watching a highlight. It's about having ownership in the stock market of the NBA's greatest moments. Now, look, owning NBA Top Shot moments can get you access to unbuyable once-in-a-lifetime experiences. You know, for example, you know, that infamous, you know, Game 5 Phoenix Suns. You remember that? The DeAndre Ayton put-back dunk. I mean, that if you have that NFT, you know, you're sitting pretty. And, yeah, they are a hit among NBA fans. If you sign up today at NBA Top Shot, it's the best way, first of all, to get yourself a starter pack. You could pull a moment of superstars like LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Kate Cunningham, even Evan Mobley for just $9. Head over to LockedOnNBATopShot.com. Start building your collection today. And, well, while we're at it, hey, you want to save some money to get yourself some NBA Top Shots, I want to talk to you about Truebill. Truebill is a new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or just forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel. Truebill makes it incredibly simple. You know, James, that's helped me a few times. I didn't realize I had like this subscription to like this NBA stat site that I never go to anymore. And Truebill said, hey, you know, you're paying all this money. You're not even using it. One click, James, it was over. I canceled it. It was just one tap. Truebill even has a concierge there for whenever you need to cancel those unwanted subscriptions. I love Truebill. They save me so much money. You should use it too. Truebill has over 2 million users, help them save over $100 million. And hey, don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. Go right now, Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. It could save you thousands of years of, well, just a lot of money and a lot of years of headaches if you forget about those subscriptions. We're talking with James Pledger. He is now on Team Play-In now, James, because you have been the captain of Team Tag for all season.
Yeah, but you have to adjust when you see what's going on around you. And right now, the Spurs have the easier schedule on the way out. The Lakers have the tougher schedule. LeBron James tweaked his ankle in the last game. You have the season series locked up against both the Pelicans and against the Lakers. So if you manage to get into a tie, you kick one or both of them out.
Right.
So it's just looks like the Spurs are in a better position to make the play-in than not. And as I've been saying over the last couple of weeks, the Spurs are likely going to fall ass backwards into the play-in tournament.
They are. Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, Portland, you mentioned it right now, they're in free fall. The Lakers are just a hot mess. And it makes me think, like, you don't realize how bad the Spurs record is until you realize that the Lakers have been losing left and right. And they're still in the play-in tournament. So, for the Spurs to vault themselves into the play-in would be great. And speaking of that, you know, I had a chance to catch up with Lonnie Walker, and we talked exactly about that, James, about the team making it into the play-in. And he said that it's going to be well worth it. He said this is a young team. And, during our chat, I reminded him, and the last time you were there, meaning the team in the play-in, was a couple years ago against Memphis. But it really wasn't the kids running the show. It was Patty Mills and Rudy Gay, DeMar DeRozan, the veterans were guiding them in that game. Sure, it was a loss, but hey, it really wasn't the kids running the show. DeJounte Murray said it after the Houston game. He said when he started his career, he was just surrounded by veterans, and he was the one getting garbage time. I think this is part of a rebuild, James. I think you look at the play-in tournament and say, hey, this can go well for a rebuild moving forward. Memphis went through it. Now look at them. Phoenix went through it. Now look at them. I think it's just a natural step.
Yeah, it is a natural step. And that's why I do believe it's important for the growth of this team and the young players that are on it, because these are players that haven't been in this position in games that matter to this extent. And I only think that being a part of it can help them in their growth and development. And, you know, we've seen the growth here late in the season out of Josh Primo. Josh Primo in the game against the Rockets, you know, minuscule stat line was 6 points, but had some big buckets, some floaters down the stretch, played 25 minutes. While the shooting percentage isn't what you'd like, you're seeing a lot of other things that you like out of him, including on the defensive end.
Sure. Yeah. Zach Collins as well. You can't tell me he would like to have a game, maybe an extra game, two, maybe the playoff, you know, to really show that he's back from that injury. Popovich had nothing but good things to say about him after the win over Houston, saying that there's more bounce in his step. Keldon noted it too. DeJounte noted it too. There's so many positives now why the play-in tournament is going to do well for this Spurs team. I mean, look at Memphis, James. They weren't built overnight. You know, this was not a team built overnight. And Ja Morant is just now coming onto the scene. You know, I expect a guy like Cade Cunningham likely to come onto the scene next season. So I think that's just the way the NBA is now. A bunch of kids are coming out at 19 years old, 1 year and done. Gone are the 4-year pro, 3-year pro college players into the pro ranks, excuse me. But when I look at this play-in tournament, James, another aspect and a good thing about it is, hey, there'll be else something to do around Fiesta time, because the Spurs have a chance to have to host a home play-in game. You can't tell me that'll do well for the community in San Antonio, James.
Yeah, I mean, I think this city is really, really dying to get behind something.
Yeah,
you saw the Houston Cougars game here in the AT&T Center for the Elite Eight. That was as loud as the AT&T Center's been since, like, some of those title runs by the Spurs. I really think that this city is just jonesing for something to get behind, and it would be good for them to be able to actually make the play-in tournament, give these fans something to get excited about, and also the possibility to, you know, you won the season series against the Lakers or the Pelicans. You win that first game, all of a sudden it's a 50-50 toss-up between the winner of the Clippers or the Timberwolves to try and get into the actual playoffs, to where you would end up facing the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, and yes, I get it. What, you know, Spurs fans might say, oh, well, you know, let's just say they survive the play-in, you know, and they take an ass-whooping, you know, against the Suns, Golden State, or the upper-crust teams, you know, so be it. Okay, fine, great. Yeah, let them take their lumps. I mean, you're talking about development again. What better way to develop than getting beat down if that happens? And I wouldn't even think that they would get beat down. I actually would give the Spurs maybe a gentleman's sweep if for some reason they advance beyond the play-in. I think that this team could possibly get at minimum one game in a survival of the play-in into the real playoffs, should that happen. But yeah, we're talking with James Pledger right here on Lockdown Spurs, discussing the play-in tournament, as all eyes are, you know, pointing to that direction for the Spurs, and some news and notes. So let's go and dive into that now. Speaking of news and notes, you know, you talked about how the city, you know, likes to have something to rally behind. They're definitely rallying around Josh Primo. James, San Antonio's dotted with Spurs murals. You go from the south side of town, downtown, your neck of the woods, James, they're everywhere. Guess who got his time in the mural spotlight? And that is Josh Primo.
Yes.
Oh, man, already? Already? Is it too soon for him?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, you can tell that this city wants to embrace him. The name alone is a reason for this team to, or the city to embrace him. He feels like he fits. He's a real low-key, quiet guy, and he almost feels like kind of the fit of the old Spurs in a way.
I like it. I think the community is embracing him with his. I mean, look, in San Antonio, James, I mean, you know this. If you once you get a mural, you're in. You're in. But don't cross anybody because we saw Kawhi Leonard get painted over when his face was everywhere in San Antonio. But good for Primo. You can check that out at 5.com/Spurs. And other Spurs news, and I'm glad James is here for this one. Quinn Snyder, Jazz head coach, reacted to the rumor via Mark Stein that he's in line to be the next Spurs head coach, or and of course in other head coaching spots once his contract in Utah is over. He called it disrespectful. He said he never comments about his contract. But what are your thoughts, James? You know, you get it that he has to say that stuff. He's not going to be like, "Yep, see ya, Utah. I'm leaving. I'm going to San Antonio when we're done." But would you like to see a Quinn Snyder come back home to San Antonio?
I mean, personally, my favorite is Jay Wright. He was the guy that was actually in the AT&T Center a few days ago. This team, as young as it is, I think someone of Jay Wright's ability to kind of connect with younger players would help with this team. Because, you know, this is a young team that is still, you know, a lot of these guys are, if not fresh out of college, close enough to it to where mm-hmm. I think he can be able to relate with them. And on top of that, what did we say about Villanova? God, they play like the Spurs back yes. in the day. They make their free throws. They're fundamentally sound. They don't turn the ball over. They play defense. They're just efficient.
And that's what
Jay Wright also coached with Pop on Team USA. Like, there is some correlation. There is some crossover. There is some mutual respect. I do believe Jay Wright would be a great get for the San Antonio Spurs if they can get him. If not, Quinn Snyder, I wouldn't be mad about that either.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he would not be mad about that. More on that in just a few seconds. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Look, you got a computer, you got one in your pocket via your cell phone. Go to rockauto.com right now. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Don't go spending up to 30, 50%, even 100% more. Hey, go to rockauto.com. Maybe you can get something for James for his car. I saw your car, James, the last time we met up in New Braunfels. I didn't know you were driving that.
Oh, you've
been holding out on me. That's a nice car you got there. Dodge Charger. I'm pretty sure James can definitely use rockauto.com. It's a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Those prices at Rock Auto are reliably low for each and every customer. Tail lamps, motor oil, new carpet, they have it. Go explore their easy-to-use website today. Find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car and truck. Right, Locked On in your How Do They Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Great selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Look, James, you know, we get it. This is the obvious next transition for the franchise as a whole is the coaching position. Becky Hammon is gone. Ime Udoka is gone. Will Harding is gone. You know, but do you think we're forgetting a young coach on that bench too, Mitch Johnson? I mean, he coached the Spurs Summer League team. He's, you know, in Pop's ear. A lot, mm-hmm. You know, do you think it's just too soon for him to take the reins should Pop decide to hang it up either this season or next season?
No, because the Spurs seem to be on the forefront of things like that. You talk about the hiring of Becky Smith as being one of the first female assistant coaches and then one mm-hmm. of the first lead assistants. Will Hardy seems like he is on the path that a lot of former Spurs assistants that have ended mm-hmm. up as coaches elsewhere have, mm-hmm. have done. So I wouldn't be shocked at all to see him be elevated into the position. Remember, he was also a guy that went and coached the summer league teams for a few seasons. Yep. So, I mean, he's had his opportunities, he's had his reps, and he's, you know, when Pop's been tossed, he's been one of the guys that's been handed the clipboard at the end of the day when I guess it was his scout game or whatever they try and call it now. So no, it wouldn't shock me at all. As a matter of fact, I would kind of put that, like, while I have a dream and a wish list of Quinn Snyder or Budenholzer coming home or Jay Wright, like, while I have a fantasy list, the highest percentage chance I would probably give to Will Hardy.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, imagine Will Hardy coming back from Boston. That'd be great. You know, you get his, you know, more, you know, coaching chops with Ime Udoka out in Boston. I mean, look at Boston right now, James. I mean, Jesus. I mean, they're the number one in the East now, just like that. And helping them guide them is Will Hardy. And not to mention, too, you know, we mentioned, you know, Quinn Snyder coming back, you know, Brett Brown, maybe, you know, they definitely want to bring in some people with corporate knowledge. But you know what it just hit me right now, too, James? These are the final days of Becky Hammon on the Spurs sidelines. This is it.
Yes. May 6th, she starts a whole brand new job.
This is it for her. And look at that. That, you know, would it preclude her for coming back to the NBA? She goes, gets her head coaching experience at the WNBA. You know, a position opens up in the future. You know, she could be a candidate. So, you know, the Spurs coaching tree is quite long. Yeah, and, you know, it makes all the sense why Quinn's name would pop up because of that history. You know, he coached the Austin Toros. I read a little stat about this, James, and I thought this was pretty cool. In the history of the G League, what was then was the D League, Quinn Snyder's tenure as the Austin coach, he produced more NBA-ready players when he was, you know, in the D League. That made it into the NBA. Player development. Don't you think that's something the Spurs need right now out of a coach? A player developmental coach?
Absolutely. Yeah. Seems to track exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah, and then does it also track too? His contract is winding down. Pop may have one more year left. Who knows? Who knows? Let's stoke those rumor flames right now. Hey, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about the Spurs and, you know, it looks like you could retire Team Tank now. That ain't happening. Are you happy? Are you sad about it? You know, let us know. And what do you think about Primo getting a mural and Quinn Snyder shooting down the rumor that he is linked to the Spurs head coaching job? Now, look, his birthday is still a few weeks away, but make sure to follow him on Twitter at @IamPledger. But also, just as equally important, James, tell us everything we need to know about the Saturday Morning Hangar, one of my favorite shows you have there at the Star.
Well, the Saturday Morning Hangover features myself and Jack Thompson as we kind of recap the entire week and what happened in both with the Spurs or the Cowboys or in the NFL or college basketball in this instance as we're winding down on the Final Four. And, you know, we hope to kind of set the table for the rest of the week as well. So it's kind of a fun show to where Jack and I just kind of, you know, play off one another. And then, of course, I'm also the producer on R&R in the Morning every morning, weekday morning from 7 to 10. So
check it out. You got to check it out. I promise next time we run into each other, which is going to be this weekend, I'll have those Vegeta shorts for you. You're going to love them. You're gonna love
it. I hope so. You keep promising them. I feel like I'm being like held hostage by them now.
Wait. Are you gonna develop an M on your forehead and come at me now?
I might the next time. I very well could turn into a Majin.
By the way, are you looking forward to tomorrow's debut of Moon Knight?
Oh God. In so many ways, this is going to be so incredible. The fact that they're dealing with a character that is very violent, has DID issues, multiple personalities. It's going to be so insane.
Is Marvel kind of slowly phasing into like kind of a horror genre now? Because you have Morbius, and I get it, the Sony thing. I get it, but, you know.
Multiverse of Madness, though.
Yeah. Multiverse of Madness is definitely shaping up to be like a horror thing, but it just seems, and then we got Blade on the horizon. It just seems they're entering that phase.
It does feel like it a little bit, and it might be part of this latest phase, because you do have Blake coming in very soon. You do have talk of a Midnight Suns where possibly Daredevil and Ghost Rider get introduced. Like, that, there are a lot of things that can happen when you pair Moon Knight with other darker characters from within the MCU.
Yeah. I know James is going to be stoked for tomorrow's Moon Knight premiere. Of course, it would come out when the Spurs play the Grizzlies. But that's all right. It's on demand. So as soon as the Grizzlies Spurs game is over, I am going to check it out. And also make sure to check out Locked On Spurs, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Oh, now on YouTube. James, we did it. There was no technological disaster with me producing this, seeing this screen in front of me with all these buttons and press this and press that and do that and do this. We survived. We survived day two of Locked On Spurs on YouTube. Just go on YouTube and search Locked On Spurs. But of course, if you want to subscribe via Spotify, iTunes, the list goes on and on. You could do that too. We thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. So for James Moon Knight Pledger, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.